We close our program today in a neighborhood of Dublin, Ireland. The place is called Smithfield, and Smithfield was recently treated to an extreme makeover, and now it's actually quite trendy. One landmark in Smithfield used to be the Jameson Distillery. It's a museum now focused on, as you might suspect, Irish whiskey. And as the world's Laura Lynch discovered, there are other examples of Smithfield making the old new again.
It was the horses that got me. Got me to walk across Dublin, past the packed pubs and clubs in Temple Bar, over the River Liffey, and into what initially looked like a slightly seedy area. But I'd read about the horse market. Once a month, men and boys jam into Smithfield Square to buy and sell horses. It's part of a centuries-old tradition. I wanted to see where it happened, wanted to see the worn cobblestones and imagine the atmosphere. I had to use my imagination, though, because on this night, there was no market. But there was another reminder of times past. Appropriately enough, it's called the Cobblestone. The pub has been here for 150 years, and like the cobblestones in the square, it's old and well-worn. The manager, Dominic Spillane, says his corner of Smithfield is alone in hanging on to the history of the place. The economic boom years led to the rest being redeveloped.
The north end of the square where we are now, this is the only original part of the square that's left, these few buildings. The west, as we look down on our right, was recently renovated into apartments, a hotel and medical centre, and there was a cinema there, Lighthouse Cinema. And on the left-hand side of the square, there's houses going down along. I think they're there about maybe 25, 30 years. Just really goes that there is planning within Dublin and within Ireland really is haphazard at best.
The cobblestone, in all of its modest glory, has become an institution. Spillane credits that to the owner's radical move a decade back.
He decided then about 10 years ago, he got rid of the television, got rid of the radio, pool table, darts board. All of that was removed and decided to go with live music every night. It took a while to catch on, but now we've got a good name.
Smithic Shandy, please. Yeah.
It really is Irish music, the old-fashioned way. There's no stage here. The musicians simply show up, order a Smithics or a Guinness, and sit down in the front of the pub in the space that's reserved for them. Tonight, the main players are fiddler Paul Flynn and piper Dunnock O'Dwyer. They're joined by two other fiddlers and an accordion player who just showed up to jam. By the way, do you call it jamming when it's jigs and reels instead of jazz and blues? Flynn and O'Dwyer are here just about every week, and they love it.
This is one of the few pubs in the city where you can actually play real, authentic traditional music. I play a lot down in Temple Bar, and it's all honky-tonk guitars and fiddlesticks.
The audience is peripheral. You can listen if they want.
Yeah, and you can just particularly playing the pipes, you can use the full instrument here. We've no guitar bashing away, dictating the rhythm, so you can play a more freer kind of style.
The floor shakes as the boys stamp their feet to keep the beat. Outside, the darkness is settling in, casting shadows over the cobblestone square and the fancy condos. But inside, the Ireland of years gone by is well and truly alive. The musicians, veterans and newcomers alike are doing their part to make certain at least a part of Smithfield stays just as it was. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Smithfield, Dublin.
You can check out photos of the Cobblestone Pub by going to theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.